Commentator Dan Gouray used to work with Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, and there's a lot about him that he respects. But Gouray says what the military needs is someone who manages more like a coach instead of a CEO.
As the end of the year approaches, official Washington is focused on two subjects, the intensifying struggle of the U.S. military in Iraq and the dismal performance of this city's professional football team, the Redskins. They both had new leadership on the field, enormous talent, very deep pockets with which to buy whatever they needed to win, and the loyal support of the home team crowd. Both the military and the Redskins are similar in another way. Very skilled businessmen. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and Daniel Snyder run them respectively. These gentlemen have a great talent for managing large organizations. This is their gift. It is also their most significant flaw as leaders of men. I've worked for Secretary Rumsfeld and admire him greatly. However, he has not behaved as a coach would, exhorting his players to give it their all. Sure, he is interested in winning, but he sees his job in this war as that of managing the business, providing strategic direction, and making sure that the proper strategic investments are made. He runs the military like any successful business, expecting it to produce victories. In last week's question and answer session with U.S. troops in Kuwait, Secretary Rumsfeld showed that a good businessman is not always a good war leader. As we have all heard, in answer to a soldier's complaint about the lack of armor in his unit's vehicles, he replied, "You go to war with the army you have. That's not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time. That is the cold reality of this business." Spoken like a true CEO. As a businessman, as the chief executive of the Department of Defense, Secretary Rumsfeld doesn't do well at win one for the Gipper type speeches. He doesn't see it as part of his job. Someone once observed that leadership is about doing the right thing, while management is about doing things right. The armed forces of the United States, fighting a bloody and protracted counterinsurgency war, need more than someone who does things right. They need someone to give them heart. The essential role of any leader in war is to stand with his people, his warriors, and bolster their courage. Winston Churchill is revered not because of his management skills. He was great because he understood that war, at its essence, was all about morale. He gave voice to the British Lion's roar of defiance in the darkest days of the Second World War. Secretary Rumsfeld is one of the greatest CEOs ever to run the business of national defense, but he is not an inspirational leader. If he were, he would have spoken to that soldier in Kuwait about his courage and his sacrifice, and not about the business of producing armored vehicles.
Dan Gouray is a vice president of the Lexington Institute, a conservative think tank based in Arlington, Virginia. He was director of the Office of Strategic Competitiveness in the Defense Department from 1991 to 1993.